This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to hour number two of Radio Law Talk. You can find us online at RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to us online or on your favorite radio station if we're in your area. If you're listening to us on RadioLawTalk.com and we are not in your area, contact your local radio station. Say, hey, pick this show up. It's pretty darn good. Even though Todd's hosting today, it's better when Fred's here. But, hey, it's good.
Over 70 markets have done so.
Yeah. And if you're listening and your radio station doesn't carry us all 3 hours,
oh, shame on them.
You can, you know, if you cut off after the second hour, you can go and pick up the final hour on RadioLawTalk.com.
And I was facetious when I said shame on them. We are grateful if they carry us for 30 seconds. It's all good. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the first hour, we talked about some things. We talked about Deshaun Watson, we had a caller, we had some things going on. I'm looking at Cal here. Am I getting the cryptic? Do we have another caller?
Yes, we do. Kristen is on the telephone.
Okay.
I think is who it is, yeah.
All right. Kristen, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hi, thank you. Second time caller, long time listener.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm calling from Utah. I had a situation happened very recently where, and I'll just get straight to the point, where I was doing a performance review or receiving a performance review from my boss, and he gave me a low performance score for 2020, and his almost exact words were because I was pregnant. And so I'm curious, because I had a baby last year, I'm curious to see what my rights are. Is that discrimination? I mean, I know that it is, but I'm just wondering, you know, what would I do about something like that?
What a great question.
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I'd like to say that it depends a lot on the structure. The law doesn't depend on this, but it does depend a lot on the structure of your employment. Because if you have somebody above that person that gave you the performance review, you need to contact them and let them know and give them a heads up and initiate an investigation into it. If it's a very small firm and they don't have that type of leveling, then I would seek the advice of a local attorney right away, because it does sound, there may not have been any consequence right yet, but there may be consequences for you in the future, and it could hamper your progression in the employment setting. And clearly, you cannot have that type of discrimination in the employment base, in the employment area, especially based upon being a female and being pregnant. That's one of the things that, one, employers aren't supposed to inquire about, and two, they're not supposed to comment on.
Absolutely.
And you're saying this should go to their internal human relations department first and say, someone who works for this firm did something that I believe is inappropriate. Here's a report. Here's what's going on.
If
is that what you're
company,
suggesting?
If yeah. not, the person who's a supervisor over the person that gave the review.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it here. Let's say you got a company where it's the sole proprietor. The owner is your boss,
right.
and they've got maybe four employees, and the owner was the one that gave you a review and said this. Well, that's where Denise is talking about. Yeah, you should probably go consult an attorney. The EEOC is also or any state labor board, usually. California, they have Division of Labor Standards Enforcement, but those are also avenues where you can seek, you can pursue a discrimination claim. If it's a larger company where you have several managerial tiers, there's a low level, the mid level, and then you've got the CEO. And if this person is a mid-level manager and gave you the review, then you would want to go above that individual's head. What I would say also is, as a general rule, when something like this happens, I would go back to the documents that were given to you when you were first employed, like your employee manual. Oftentimes, in the employee manual, there will be a statement in that says, we absolutely do not discriminate.
Or equal opportunity employer.
Yes. Yeah. They say the whole thing, and they will outline in there what an employee, what the company expects an employee to do. And the reason why it's important sometimes to follow what is in the employee manual is because if you put your litigation hat on, later on you're being deposed. Well, the employee manual says you were supposed to, as Denise said, report it to HR or the supervisor above that individual. Did you do that? Well, no, I didn't. And that's not going to be fatal to your claim, but it's always helpful if you followed the steps that are in the employee manual.
Yeah, and in Utah, there is a labor commission. So I would be in contact with the Utah Labor Commission, and that's a regulatory agency, and that they should give you some help as well. And always get an attorney, a local attorney, just even if you just seek the advice of the attorney, and maybe it hasn't stepped. I mean, it's clearly discriminatory, but unless there's actually promotions kept from you, or reductions in your salary base, or
some identifiable consequences.
Yes, some kind of a damage. Mm-hmm. It may not be worth pursuing because your hurt in that setting is probably not enough damages to make it worthwhile, but you should talk to a local attorney.
Does that help you out, Kristen?
Yeah, absolutely. And just to give a little bit more context and to, you know, make it a little bit more interesting, it is a multi-billion-dollar company. There are over 1,500 employees, and ironically enough, the president of the company, newly appointed last year president of the company, is one of my best friends. So I'm conflicted because I have a personal relationship and a business relationship with the president of the company. I highly respect him. We've been friends and been doing business for years together, over a decade. And so I struggle back and forth from, do I do what's right and I protect myself? Or do I just say, that's unfortunate, and brush it on the rug because I don't want to, you know.
But Kristen, to clarify, was it the president that gave you the review or a lower-level manager?
No, it was my manager who's
okay.
The global VP.
Yeah, I think I would go just above. I wouldn't go all the way to the president, but I would go to the lower-level manager's supervisor, superior, and take it there and work up the line before I go all the way to the top.
Because it's not just about you. There are other women in that company who could be similarly affected, and therefore, unless somebody takes a stand, nobody's going to, and it will always be a problem, it seems to me. Am I wrong about that, you guys?
I agree with that.
I kind of feel like that, too. The other thing that's important, at least I feel like it's important, is that you being pregnant it is a temporary disability. And there are reasonable accommodations that should be made in your position to help you through that temporary disability. I mean, everybody understands that you kind of get, I call it pregnancy brain, but it's because of hormones, and you kind of have a little bit of it's like a very temporary disability,
for
lack of a better description. And in many states, and even in the federal law, there is reasonable accommodation that is required when you have a temporary disability or any kind of a disability at all. So,
right.
Yeah, the long and short, your pregnancy status should not have come up or been a consideration. Pro or con at any point in the review process, and the fact that it was brought up, that needs to be brought attention, and if you later find out that you were denied promotion or anything like that, then you do your damages and you have those. But definitely understand this.
I can tell you this, Kristen. If he had made a comment on the good looks of your baby, you'd have a case.
Kristen, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate your feedback. You guys are very, very smart when it comes to all of this, and I love your show. I do know that there is another lady who had a baby 1 month before me who was also affected by the situation by the same guy.
Wow.
So I think that, you know, our position is just to move forward and
yes.
Make sure that he doesn't do it again. So I...
Very good.
Well, at least he's consistent.
Thank you very much, Kristen. We are going to our first break at the 15-minute mark here in the second hour. We'll be back after this with more Radio Law Talk and Case or No Case with Denise here.
Oh, yeah, I better get ready for that, huh? You're listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations throughout the United States of America. We thank you, all of them. We'll be back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell of your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick 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 Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
76.
Boys are weird. That's true.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
You know, it's interesting. For a couple of years, the kitty bumpers, that we call them, those things that you just heard, We only had the Boys Are Weird. We have now bumped it up a notch to have not only Boys Are Weird, but the confirmation afterwards that the aforementioned statement, Boys Are Weird, is in fact a true statement.
Boys are weird. I mean at this time.
There you go. There you go. You know, who can argue with that? But Cal.
Yes, sir.
I was absolutely 100% failing in my attempt to gain points on Denise and Fred in our first hour.
That's right.
That's a good thing. I didn't have to be here to keep score.
And so now Denise is here to rub it in my face, rub my nose in it for case or no case second hour. What do we got?
The question is, what about now?
Right now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Avon Cosmetics. Avon. A veteran company, you know, an older company that causes its agents to sell people person to person to their friends, sort of like Tupperware, you know, that kind of a thing. They were recently acquired, as you may or may not know, and for the past few years, this veteran cosmetics company has been trying very, very hard to rebrand. Faced with an army of newer competitors who are also trying to get regular women, you know, just folks from the Midwest, so to speak, to sell clothes, makeup, hair wraps, and diet products to their friends and family. But our case does not revolve around perfume or collectible bottles, but rather a woman who was, wait for it, expecting a child.
Uh-oh.
And worked in the corporate offices. Her pregnancy was high risk, and she asked that pre-COVID, she asked that she might be able to go to home and work from home for a few days. The company, and I think it was now owned by Cerebras Private Equity, if my memory serves me, it's one of the private equity firms, apparently refused, and she was fired. She started bleeding heavily one night in January following a trip to the ER. The doctor said the best thing you can do is work from home. Of course, the company's slogan is, the company for women. So Caroline said, that's it. I'm going to find a lawyer and see if this is case or no case. So, Mr. Kiernan, you've got to go first. Ms. Dirks, what say you? And no, I didn't tie this in with the phone call. It just worked out that way.
Avon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she worked in the main company of Avon, right?
She worked in the office. Yeah,
in the office. Yeah, yeah. And all she asked was for reasonable accommodation.
Well, seems like that.
And ability to work from home. So the law is that if you can reasonably accommodate an employee to a temporary or permanent disability, then you need to do so. And the question is, could she do her job from home, and could the company accommodate her for doing her job from home? And if so, did the company have the obligation to do that?
And boy, has COVID changed the answer to that question for a lot of companies,
hasn't
it?
And this is pre-COVID, right?
But yeah, but I'm saying, think about it. Now we know the answer in many cases is yes.
Yes.
And there were many companies before that might not have even considered that a possibility.
That's right.
In all fairness. You know.
That's right.
Cal, before Denise gives her answer, can I ask a clarification question that might assist her?
Of course you may.
Ooh, nice guy.
Then that is, you said that she went to her doctor after she had a bleeding episode.
Right, she had a spotting incident.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the doctor said the best thing for you would be to work from home, right?
Avoid the stress, avoid the physical travel, all of that.
Did her request initially to the employer to work from home that was denied, did that occur before or after the bleeding episode that resulted in the doctor saying the best thing for you is to be at home?
After.
So doctor said that, then she went and made the request based upon the doctor's advice, and she was denied.
Correct.
Okay, just wanted to make sure I got that correct.
Okay, so this clearly to me, there would be liability on the part of the employer.
Okay.
But the question becomes, is it a lawsuit? And something rings true about this. Something is like in the weird part of it, it has to be some truth to it. So I'm going to say that this is a case. And that it is, she gets the reasonable accommodation. So they have to reinstate her and even accommodate her.
Hmm.
Or at least that's what they're found. Maybe, there's a hummingbird right out there. Sorry.
Squirrel. Not really a squirrel, but close enough.
Sorry. I'm saying case and she wins.
All right, Mr. Kiernan, what do you think about this matter of the...
Well, the question that I have is, what were her duties before pregnancy even came up? What were her duties at Avon? What was she supposed to do while she was there? Because you need to understand what her duties were in order to make a determination as to whether or not the employer should have reasonably accommodated the disability or what have you. And if her duties were such that it required her to be there. For example, let's say she's answering calls all the time, and they couldn't, for security reasons, route the phone to her house where she would be answering calls or doing something. There's some reason that they couldn't move that off-site. They didn't have the technology without spending a bunch of money to do that, you know. And so I think this is going to hinge on what her duties were. And so because of that, I'm going to say this is a case, and I'm going to say that Avon wins twofold. Not because I don't think that she deserves reasonable accommodation. I think first is because I'm trying to gain points on Denise, and she said, and if I say case and she wins, then nothing happens. But secondly, I think that's what makes this case somewhat interesting is, oh my gosh, the employer sounded like they were being real jerks and they prevailed on this. Oh my gosh. So I'm going to say that it's a case and Avon prevails.
Hmm. Nice.
I think so. And, you know, I could give you the answer right now, but I'm not going to. Because it's complicated. The answer is complicated. Because it's not one of those cut and dried yes, no, maybe so. This is a maybe so rather than a yes, no. So we'll talk about that in a little bit here going forward on Radio Law Talk, which means, Todd, you've got a minute.
I've got a minute.
Make something out of it.
Well,
and,
you know.
And tell me, and Denise, you guys both very brilliantly got into this accommodation thing.
Yes.
When does a disability reach the point where a company has to accommodate?
Interestingly enough, a quick case, another fun little tidbit. Now, in this case, she started for Avon, and then she got pregnant. That wasn't a condition she knew about when she started.
Right.
What about a firefighter who knows that he has a fear of fire? And still decides to go into firefighting and then sues his employer for not reasonably accommodating by giving him some position where he doesn't have to deal with fire.
Is that like an actor who has stage fright?
Yeah. Well, that happened. He claimed the disability and he lost.
Oh, he should have won, though. They could have accommodated him by putting him as an engineer on the fire truck.
But is fire fright a certifiable disability?
I don't know, but here's the thing. It was in Texas. I could see Texas going, sorry, you knew what it was when you picked it up.
Well, and fair enough. Fair enough. We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years. People have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-451-1124. 800-451-1124. That's 800-451-1124.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Biden administration has been working on dealing with the situation at the southern border, where an influx of migrant children coming into the U.S. unaccompanied is overwhelming border facilities. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tells ABC it's a humanitarian disaster.
The Biden administration did not get prepared for what the floodgates would look like. And you're seeing it. You're seeing the Biden administration scramble, being incapable of dealing with the amount of the number of people coming across the border.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is now in India, where he's urging allies to avoid buying any Russian equipment to avoid sanctions. India is trying to buy a Russian air defense system. So far, they've only made one payment. Last year, the U.S. sanctioned Turkey for trying to buy the same system from Russia. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Are you serious?
Not really.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So we're here at the bottom of the hour in the middle of Case or No Case. I have given my answer. Denise has given her answer. Cal is about ready to tell us.
Yes,
what we want.
Yes.
I do want to say, though, if you want to join Radio Law Talk, if you do want to join as a caller, we've had 2 callers already today, 855-529-7234, or if you're using the letters on your phone, 855-LAW-RADIO.
And we thank those who called and thank those who want to. And if you're afraid to or you don't think it's going to work out well, just send us an email, info@radiolawtalk.com. Okay, so now we talked about a lady who had a pregnancy. Began spotting, went to her doctor. Doctor said, you have a high-risk pregnancy. You probably should stay home and see if you can just do your... She said, I can't. I have to go to work. Just see if you can work from there. Company said, no. So, who won this case? Denise, you said Ms. Ruiz wins the case. And wait, so let me turn on your microphone. That'd be helpful. I have Fred's on, though. And Todd... and Todd, you said...
I said that Avon prevailed.
Okay. Well... You're going to need to help me understand this, because here's how it worked out. Ruiz lost mostly. There was a case. Help me understand this, though. New Avon's motion to compel arbitration was denied. They wanted to compel her to deal with arbitration.
Right.
And that was denied. Defendant's motion to dismiss are granted in part and denied in part.
Mm.
Ruiz titled 7 claims against Avon Products are dismissed with prejudice, and her New York State Division of Human Rights and claims against Avon Products are dismissed without prejudice. Ruiz's Title VII, which is the Employment Discrimination Act, claims against Avon survive. So Ruiz's claims may not withstand the 3-year statute of limitations. However, see, this is a complicated...
Oh, outcome. So what happened is she alleged other allegations under different causes of action that the statute had ran on.
Correct.
But she correctly got the discrimination portion and the failure to accommodate, it sounds like.
Yeah, and I guess the reason I brought this up... Yeah, and the reason, I mean, I read the decision, I'm still scratching my head. But the reason I brought this up is because I think many times people get into the legal arena and they think it will be a binary decision. It's a win or a loss. It's a, the light switch on, the light switch off. And it just doesn't always work out.
But do you know who won the war?
Well, I think
she get money out of it? Because she should have.
When did this happen?
Yeah, that's a good
question. That's a good question. At least I have the date. I should have the date, but I don't. I know it was in the 1980s.
Okay.
Late 80s. And, you know, all I can say is that many times people think they're going to be satisfied with the outcome of a court case, and it's not always so, is it?
So it sounds like in this case what happened, and it's unfortunate that we don't know if she actually got a monetary amount. It sounds like what happened was when she first filed the case, the employer said, sorry, you have an arbitration agreement, and this has to go to arbitration.
Yeah,
it's mandatory arbitration.
The employment contract required
which is,
arbitration.
That's exactly what happened.
And the court did not go along with that. Okay, and there are reasons why that can happen. One of the reasons why employment lawyers are more savvy to this now, but look, if an employee has no ability to negotiate the terms of the employment contract, and it is a take it or leave it, right?
They throw it down in front of me and say, if you want the job, sign here.
And then the court looks at it and says, well, hold on, if they didn't have any ability to negotiate it, then we're going to scrutinize this agreement to the detriment of the employer. We're going to really scrutinize it. If they found that it was an unconscionable agreement, like, oh, my, this is so one-sided, it's not even, that could be a grounds for denying or for not
enforcing
the arbitration agreement, saying, no, you can go ahead and take this to court.
And it could be called an adhesion clause.
Yes.
And that's where it can't be taken away from the agreement. It has to be in. So it's not negotiable, and it doesn't give the parties equal bargaining
adhesion,
power.
Another name for a scar. Interesting.
Yeah, or glue. So here you've got that. So initially, the employer said, Avon said, no, it's got to go to arbitration. And the court said, sorry, no. For whatever reason, I don't know what the reasons the court gave, but the court said no.
Well, I think it's because of the federal claims.
It could be.
I think because the federal claims kept it from arbitration.
It could be, although interestingly enough, as I have learned recently, it used to be that if an employee wanted to file an EEOC claim,
Equal Employment Opportunity Commission.
Yes, but the employee worked for an employer that had an arbitration clause. The EEOC, up until 2019, said, yeah, that arbitration clause is nice, but we're still going to pursue the claim. 2019, U.S. Supreme Court issued a ruling saying, sorry, even in federal employment cases, including EEOC, mandatory arbitration clauses, assuming they pass muster, are valid and need to be honored. So the EEOC would be an investigatory role, but not necessarily a prosecutorial role.
So there's a reason they call them mandatory.
Yeah, and so but the court would still look to make sure that the arbitration clause wasn't subject to removal because of adhesion or it's unconscionable, things like that. So once she gets to court, and now it's, all right, we're duking out our claims in court, and the employer then says, okay, in the court forum, we have issues, statute of limitations, we've got issues here with, you know, whatever would be on a motion for summary judgment, and it looks like that the court at the trial level dismissed a bunch of counts. And then there were some counts that maybe survived.
Well, the state counts all survived.
Yeah.
The state counts under the New York City individual liberties or whatever it's called, all of those survived. I was just fascinated by the whole thing because I read it and I actually called one of the law firms, and of course they didn't give any information without putting me on the clock. But basically the answer was that, you know, sometimes things happen in court that people don't like.
So do we both get 2 points?
I think you both get one.
Okay.
I think that's fair. Don't you, Todd?
Well, technically
he's going to say they dismissed some cases, so he won. But one survived,
no,
Todd.
No, I'm going to say the one that survived, I don't know if that was another claim or if it was because of the pregnancy. You know, but I will say this. Because one survived, and that's the only information we have at this point, I think Denise gets 2 points and I only get one.
All right, that's fair enough.
Really? I would have given you two because six of them didn't survive.
Both of you take two then. Both of you take two
see
points.
See how that works, Denise? See how that works? If we both look after each other, then he just caves and gives us
I'm
both
kind
two
of
points.
A caving softy. I admit that I am. That comes from having nine children and negotiating many a dispute.
Don't make me turn around this car. We're all going to go home.
Our next case or no case, by the way, involves a really interesting story out of New York City. And gelato and ice cream.
Oh, I love gelato.
Gelato and ice cream.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Come on, next time.
Okay. Well, speaking of Tiger Woods.
Yes.
He's been in the news a lot lately.
He has. You know, we've covered a lot. You know, they were going after the black box in his car to see if he hit the brakes. There was a news story that came across today that based upon everything in the black box, it looks like he did not hit the brakes prior to making impact at the side of the road.
That's in fact, his foot was on the gas pedal.
Yes, and which might be consistent with either inattentive driving or being asleep at the wheel or what have you.
Or
speeding.
No, or that idea that this curve is not engineered correctly, and so he never even knew what hit him.
Right.
That's true. But recently, this last week, the sheriff that's been investigating this, the sheriff has come under a bit of grief, not directly from me, but it's an issue that I raised early on, which is how could, because the sheriff came right out and said, we don't think that this is an impairment based. We don't believe that this is anything other than just a bad accident. And I'm sitting here saying, look, that might very well be the case, but how can you say that within a day of the accident when you don't even have the toxicology back, you're not even looking at anything?
Easy, because he's a celebrity, and around here we take care of our celebrities.
And you know what? The sheriff addressed that this last week, where he said that Tiger Woods did not get different treatment than anyone else.
Hmm.
And yeah, that may be the case, that may not be the case. I can tell you personally, I've had several clients who have been involved in horrific accidents. And you know what? The police follow them to the hospital, stay there, question them while they're sitting in a hospital bed, asking them questions, and then use those answers when they're under the stress and strain of everything that's happened against them. The officers use their observations, the person seemed out of it, they were slurred their speech, they did this, they did that, as evidence that a person was intoxicated so that they could get a warrant to get their blood. And look, none of that happened here. None of that happened. And there's been a lot of talk about a thing called a DRE, a drug recognition expert. We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back for the break, because we only got about a minute here before we go. But we'll set this up, tee this up by saying a lot of people are questioning why it was the sheriff's department didn't have a drug recognition expert come in and evaluate Woods and evaluate the situation, and because that would have given us a thumbs up or thumbs down as to whether or not he was impaired because of something other than alcohol. And I want to, when we come back, talk about why I think that is a red herring issue and a complete, as another pundit says, a complete nothing burger. I think that is a ridiculous argument. He wasn't there. So we don't know. And I'll talk about that.
They're using it as a shield for sure.
Yeah,
and also shield bad behavior.
And we'll talk about that when we come back.
Is it just me or somebody? Everybody getting hungry? Okay, we'll be right back.
I got something for you.
Stick.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, What would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You are a loser.
You're a whiner.
Oh, not so much.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
So what is a drug recognition expert? I mean, look, you hear that term and you're thinking somebody in a lab coat comes out, they're taking a look at you, you know, call the scientist to come out here, an expert, and we're going to get this whole thing. The drug recognition expert program is run by the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration. And essentially what law enforcement offices do, police stations, sheriff's departments, they'll identify candidates who want to do that and go to the training. They go to what's called the DRE training. And I think it's a 12-week course, could be a little longer. And essentially they go and they are trained on how to observe certain physical manifestations that a subject might give, and through an interview process. And then they are taught how to determine what specific classification of drug is impairing or affecting that individual's motor skills at the time. And so, really, a drug recognition expert is just a police officer who's gone through that training. And every department would, optimally, every department would like to have some DREs on staff as their officers, and some have more than others. But in a situation where a person is suspected of driving while impaired, the idea here is, so Officer Jones pulls over somebody on the side of the road at 11 o'clock at night. Doesn't smell alcohol, but the guy's clearly whacked out of his mind on something. They call the on-call DRE to come in, and probably after taking the individual back to the station, that the DRE is doing an interview and doing the DRE evaluation on that subject optimally within a very short time of the observed driving. Because, again, I mean, if you wait a day to do it, well, now the person's not under the influence of whatever substance they take. You got to interview them while they're under the influence of that. And so the question here in the Tiger Woods case is, would it have made a difference if a DRE had been available, given Woods' condition at the time, having to be pulled from his vehicle, unconscious at the time, transported to a hospital with multiple fractures to his right leg and whatever other injuries he has? Denise, you had a question.
No question. I just want to say the reason this discussion is happening and why it's important is because the sheriff said, we didn't have one available, and we've learned a lot from that. We should have had one available for Tiger Woods. So we're using this not having the availability of a DRE as being some reason why they didn't, like, check out and investigate Woods' impairment at the time of the crash.
Now, here's the thing. Look, in California, the vehicle code says that it's implied consent. If an officer arrests you on suspicion of DUI, that you have to give a sample of your blood. And if you don't, they can get a warrant to get your blood. But in that same section, there's another area that says that a police officer can also get a sample of your blood, and you have impliedly consented to give it, if it occurs following an accident. Which this was. It would have been very... Now, look, he could refuse to consent, or they could feel that Tiger Woods was not in a mental state where he could voluntarily give consent because of the injuries and going into surgery and everything that's happening. But they could have gone and gotten a warrant. They could have gotten his blood. They could have gotten everything that a DRE would have told them simply by getting the blood and testing it. Because this is what a DRE does. There are, I'm looking here, 7 different classifications of drugs that they're looking, 7 basic ones. You have the central nervous system depressants, central nervous system stimulants, hallucinogens, dissociative anesthetics, narcotic analgesics, inhalants, and cannabis. And the first thing they look at is they look at your eyes. Can you track a stimulus with your eyes as I move it back and forth? Right now I'm holding my finger in front of Denise's head at a range of about 4 feet.
That was the stimulus, by the way.
And she just fell asleep.
Yes. And so like with a depressant, you would have HGN issues. Right? Your eyes would jerk. If it's a stimulant, you wouldn't have anything. Same with hallucinogens. You wouldn't have it with cannabis. You'd have it with an anesthetic. Then the specific thing they look at is they get to the pupil dilation. Sometimes under some drugs, your pupils are dilated. Under some drugs, they are very pinpoint despite being in a low light situation. Now, my point in all of this is, after the accident, when you've got Tiger Woods who says he can't remember anything, possibly and likely suffering from a head injury, I'm going to submit to you that a DRE evaluation of an individual in that condition, physical condition, would have been nearly impossible to render any sort of opinion that was even remotely reliable.
Would you call it an expert?
Again, the expert is the cop who has gone through the training, and they're now a drug recognition expert. They testify as an expert in drug recognition.
So you'd say to the judge, this should not be allowed or it does not qualify because XYZ, and count on him to help.
No, it's because it wouldn't have been necessary because Tiger Woods was unconscious.
Right.
Yeah, and if
right?
I get that. I'm just trying to wrap my brain around.
So as a defense attorney.
Yeah.
As a defense attorney, if let's say they did a drug recognition evaluation, an exam on him, and the DRE determined, yep, he's got this.
He's got enlarged pupils.
You know, he's got these things going on, right? And he's sitting there testifying for the prosecution at a preliminary hearing or at a trial. Then as the defense attorney, I would stand up and I would cross-examine the officer and I would say, isn't it true that he had suffered head trauma? Yes, does head trauma affect your cognitive abilities?
You answered my question perfectly.
If you get a concussion, is it common if you have a concussion that your pupils are dilated? Yes. You noted dilated pupils and immediately thought he was high, even though it was just because of a concussion. You can't rule out that. And so anybody looking at that would say, yeah, this testimony is not reliable. I don't think it would even get to the cross-examination standpoint. I think any prosecutor would look at that and say, we can't rely on this.
Perfect. Thank you.
And so... So those are the steps that they go through, and I just don't think that having a drug recognition expert available on call or even there to evaluate would have made one bit of difference.
But is it just me? Really, the L.A. County Sheriff's Office, with literally thousands of employees, doesn't have one drug expert that can come out to a celebrity crash and do an on-the-spot evaluation? Does anybody here honestly believe that? Am I missing something here?
I'll tell you why.
Am I just cynical?
I'll tell you why there's credibility to that.
Okay. Right.
The crash happened at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Not every law enforcement officer is a DRE. They probably have several on staff. But if I am scheduling DREs to work, I'm going to schedule them during the time that I think it's most likely that we're going to have accidents involving impaired people.
When the bars close.
When the bars close at night. At 7 o'clock in the morning is probably not the highest likelihood that you're going to need that.
Yeah.
I saw what you did there.
You see that? You see that? but that's, you know, that's a Tiger Woods case. I think one thing that's interesting here is we keep talking about a DRE. And you know, there's another case that has nothing to do with drug recognition experts, but it does have to do with a Dr. DRE or Dr. Dre. Nice segue there. Denise, what's going on with Dr. Dre? We got a little bit of time. I think we can get to
Maybe
it.
Maybe that's how he got his name, huh?
Well, DRE also has another acronym stands for, and I don't know if it stands for that either, but we're not going to go there. Denise, what do we got?
Dr. Dre filed for a divorce from his wife. And he and all these different news articles are saying that all this drama, he doesn't want to be married, he wants to be, you know, single and all of that. Well, simply what he's done is he's filed a request to bifurcate, that means to separate, the marital status termination from the rest of the issues in the divorce. And what that allows him to do is to get divorced and end his marital status earlier and become a single person and deal with all the other issues like, you know, property division, child issues, all the support issues.
So he
and
wants the marriage
later.
To really go away like right now.
That's right. And that's a process that you can do in California, which is where his divorce is.
Didn't something like that happen recently with Kelsey Grammer, where he wanted to get the divorce final so he could be single and marry his new spouse, even though he hadn't agreed to everything with the old spouse on all the terminology? Just, look, let me be legally single. Let me get remarried. I'm not saying that I don't know anything else, but we can talk about that. I just want to talk about that while I'm married to somebody else.
Yeah, because he had actually stepped out of the marriage and had already gotten together with someone who I think had been pregnant.
Say it isn't so.
So anyway, it's an easy process to do. You have to wait 6 months and one day after the respondent is served with the paperwork because it's a cooling off period before you can make that request to the court. But once you make that request to the court, it takes very little amount. You know, you have to have very little showing to get the marital status terminated.
So in both cases, with Tiger Woods' case and Dr. Dre's case, it is something that legal experts looking at it go, yeah, this really isn't a big deal. But boy, it certainly does look like a big deal when it hits the press, doesn't it? Crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy that we're on to our third hour, guys.
I know.
So stay with us.
Cal, take us away.
I will. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. There is another hour of Radio Law Talk available on RadioLawTalk.com and on many local radio stations. So we invite you to stay tuned for that. It's coming right up in about 6 minutes or so.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.